Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities, Louisiana. And I'm going to tell you guys got a really good show today. And we're going to have a good time with Mr. Tommy Anderson. And, this is going to be really good. So y'all just sit back. But before I go any farther, I'm going to bring your host on, Mr. Tommy Rick Hole.
Hello, everybody. And we'd like to welcome you all to the Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana. We thank you for listening in. Once again, as Mr. John Brown said, we have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Tommy Anderson. Now, Mr. Tommy Anderson, he's the CEO of the SWLA Healthcare Center here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And before we go any further, we'd like for Mr. Tommy Anderson to tell us some things about himself.
All right. Well, Tommy, first of all, thank you all for having me on the show. And I'm a native of Alabama, so that's one thing I'd like to share. But I've been here in Louisiana for 2 years now with my family, my wife Keisha, and my three boys, Caleb, Jairus, and Samuel. And the folks have really embraced us, and we're feeling right at home here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. But I'm the, as you mentioned, the CEO of SWLA Center for Health Services, which has been in the area, actually got its start back in 1978. So I'm proud to be leading this fine organization, and I guess that's what I'm here to talk about today, is not necessarily myself, but to let the folks know about our organization.
Great, great. And we thank you. And matter of fact, the center there has grown tremendously. I remember at one time that was only one interest there. Now you guys have about three different interests there. You have a gym there, and you also have two other sites there. So I see the greatness of you guys doing what you're doing and bringing into the neighborhood there. And what we like to ask you now is, could you share some things that's available for folk in the neighborhood that perhaps they may not know about?
Sure. Thank you, Tommy. But actually, as I stated, the organization was actually founded back in 1978 with the vision of Mr. Milton Bellert, which is still a very active individual in the community, that he saw the need here in North Lake Charles for health care services, because he saw some great disparities, particularly in the North Lake Charles community, which was predominantly African-American at that time. So he worked with a lawyer, Ulysses Gene Thibodeau, who is now Judge Thibodeau, to found the organization under the Community Health Center umbrella. So today, nationwide, there are about 1,400 community health centers. So we're proud to be able to be one of the 34 here in Louisiana. But actually, the center, as you mentioned, started off small back in 1981. The doors actually opened, and they only had a staff of five people, Mr. Bellert, two physicians, and two other support staff. And today we have 160 employees, and we're in four locations in Southwest Louisiana. So we have a site in Acadia Parish, also Lafayette Parish, Allen Parish, and then our main headquarters here in Calcasieu Parish in Lake Charles. So we see about 23,000 patients each year throughout Southwest Louisiana. And we actually are accredited by the Joint Commission. So for those on your radio listening audience that don't know what Joint Commission is, that's actually the good housekeeping seal for healthcare. So for a hospital to be open, they're required to have that Joint Commission accreditation, but for physician offices such as ourselves, it's voluntary. But we volunteer to go through that accreditation because we wanted everyone to know that, you know, we're providing quality health care services here at SWLA Center for Health Services. So since 2006, we've been accredited by the Joint Commission. So people can go to their website and see if their local provider is accredited by the Joint Commission. And nine times out of ten, they're going to find that their provider is not on that Joint Commission list, because it's very rigorous standards that you have to meet in order to be Joint Commission accredited. But we're committed to quality here. So that's why we've maintained that accreditation since 2006, and actually last year added an additional accreditation to our Joint Commission status where we became a patient-centered medical home certified. But as you ask, the services that we provide here, so we're a primary care provider. So what those services include are internal medicine, family practice, pediatrics, OBGYN, dentistry. We even provide psychiatry or mental health services. We have our own nutritionist on staff. We have a pharmacy right on site here in Lake Charles, so individuals don't have to go to Walmart or Walgreens to get their prescription. They can pick up their prescription right here in our office, and a lot of times a lot cheaper than they can get anywhere else. And then our laboratory services are here. And I guess one thing that I'm really proud of about our organization is not only do we provide medical services for the community, but we look at the social needs of those that come through our doors. So we take care of both the medical and the social needs of our patients. So we have case management services, various prescription assistance programs, and individuals that don't have health insurance, we have people on site here every day that can help them see if they qualify for Obamacare or Medicaid, since we know that Louisiana has expanded Medicaid. And then we also have individuals that can help people trying to get on Medicare to make sure that they're making wise choices and getting the most out of their Medicare benefits. So, and then if we need to link individuals to other social programs in the community, we have staff that can assist them with that as well. And you also mentioned earlier, we look at wellness also. So we do have a state-of-the-art fitness center right here in Lake Charles, state-of-the-art equipment, aerobics room. Even in our locker rooms, we have a sauna and a whirlpool, which most gyms don't have that. And the best part is our membership for our gym here is only $15 a month, and that includes all the classes and personal training. So you can't get a better deal and probably can't find a nicer facility than we have right here on 2000 Opelousas Street. So we have a 54,000 square foot facility. So all those services that I just listed are provided right here under one roof. So you can have your medical and your dental visit and your mental health visit all in the same day if you chose to do that and pick up your prescription. But in addition to the comprehensive services that we have, I think one of the things that separate us from everybody else and makes us unique and what I'm really proud of is that not only do we provide quality services, we're able to provide services that are affordable to individuals, particularly individuals who don't have insurance. So that's really the mission for us is we'll see everybody. So Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Medicaid, Medicare, you name it, we take it. But our mission is to make sure those individuals who don't have health insurance are able to receive health care services at an affordable price. And the way we're able to do that is we receive funds from the federal government each year through their Section 330 program. And we use those funds to provide discounts for services for people that come through our doors that don't have insurance. If I have time, could I explain how that works?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So each year the federal government issues what's known as the Federal Poverty Scale. So that lets you know by the individual household income and household size they fit into that federal poverty scale that goes up to 200% of the federal poverty level. And just to help you appreciate what that is, for I guess a family of four in 2017, they couldn't make more than $49,200. So if they make $49,200 and have a family of four, they qualify for discounts at our health center. But the way we use those federal funds is an individual comes through our doors. We look at their household size and income, and that determines how much they pay for their health care visit. So, for example, you have a single mother, household size of four. Her income is at $36,900. So that's at 150% of the federal poverty level. So if she came to our site and she got a doctor visit, lab tests, charges for those services is likely $300 or more. But after we apply that sliding fee discount using those federal funds, her payment in full for that doctor visit and all the lab tests she got is only $35. So she received $300 worth of services for $35. So and that's her payment in full. So that's how we make health care affordable to those individuals who don't have insurance. But it even gets a little better than that, guys. We can provide those same discounts to people with insurance, because a lot of times, you know, with different insurance plans, some things they cover, some things they don't. So those individuals, even with insurance, are at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. We can provide discounts on those non-covered services by their insurance. We can also apply that same scale to any co-pays or deductibles they may have with their insurance. So we can even make, you know, services more affordable to those individuals with insurance. And then last but not least, Medicare, we're able to do something even more unique with them, because actually our program, the Community Health Center Program or the Federally Qualified Health Center Program, actually got its start back in the late 1960s under the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, when Medicare and Medicaid were both created. So when those programs were created under the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, millions of Americans for the first time received health care services, either seniors or the poor, through Medicare and Medicaid. But even with that legislation being passed, there's still individuals that still were left uninsured. And that's where our program was created, to be the safety net or to fill those gaps of those people that still were not covered, the Federally Qualified Health Center Program. And that's still what we do today, is fill those gaps for those individuals that are not insured. But because we were created along the same time as the Medicaid and Medicare program, what we're able to offer individuals on Medicare, typically a Medicare patient has a deductible they have to meet each year before their Medicare insurance starts paying for their services. But if they come to a federally qualified health center such as ours, that annual deductible is waived. So their insurance kicks in immediately. And then if they're at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, which most of our seniors are, living on a fixed income, then any co-payments or co-insurance they have with Medicare, we're able to provide those discounts. And for services that Medicare don't cover, such as dental, we're able to provide those same discounts that I explained earlier to those individuals. So we really can save our seniors a whole lot of money on their health care costs, to keep them from having to make the tough decisions on whether they're going to buy groceries or buy medicines or pay bills or go to the doctor. Using our site help simplify that for them so they can have money to do both. So that's what we do here at here in Lake Charles, Lafayette. We're also in Crowley and Oberlin, or where our four locations currently are located.
Wow.
Awesome.
You know, hey.
Okay, now, I've got a question for you here. We noticed that your educational background, I mean, it's so advanced. You've got more than 21 years in management. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. What have driven you to be concerned about the health of others there, sir?
That's something that's been in me all my life, actually. I always wanted to be in a field or a position where I could help people. I guess initially I was looking at becoming a doctor, and I started that course to become a physician. But and I'll say this to our young ones out there, you know, time flies by fast, so don't let time be a deterrent to you. But I made the mistake as a young person wanting to get out of school and make some money quickly. I didn't stick with the medical course. So I started looking at the fastest way to get out of school, and that was to go into healthcare management rather than healthcare services. So that's how I ended up on the administrative side. But, you know, looking back, you know, how fast time goes by, you know, kids, stick with your dreams. But I always wanted to help people, and this still gives me an opportunity. Even though I'm behind the scenes on the administrative side, I still get to help impact the lives of others, particularly in the healthcare field, which always have been my interest.
Yes, sir. Well, I think you're making more of an impact as a CEO than what perhaps you could have done as a medical doctor.
That likely is true. Yeah, able to reach out and help a lot more people, because the doctor is only able to help the people right in front of them. But I'm bringing doctors and dentists in different locations to help more people. So you're right. So, you know, life has a funny way of doing things sometimes.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, but it all worked out in the end. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question also. Now, it's a lot of great work, a lot of great things that you guys are doing, and I love it. But the most important thing is that what are you guys doing to let the community know that these services are available? I mean, how are you
right.
reaching out to the community? You know what I mean? Because I'm quite sure North Lake Charles is very small. They have people pass by, you know, and they see the building, and they don't really know what type of service you guys offer. And you guys offer some great services. I mean, I didn't know, you know, you guys offer all of that myself. I mean, you know, and I'm quite sure Tommy probably didn't know neither. You know, so what are you guys doing to, you know, let the community know? Because that's, you know, that's the focus is you guys want to, you know, help the community. So what y'all doing to let the community know about the services you guys provide?
Right. Well, that's why I truly appreciate the opportunity to come on the show today, because this is something that we need to be doing more of, because I really, you know, feel that we're one of the best-kept secrets in Lake Charles. So I want to change that.
Yes.
So it's we got to do more things like this, getting on the air, letting people know what services are out there. But we do have health fairs periodically, so that's our opportunity to provide outreach in the community. And most recently, we held a series of what we call community conversations. So we kind of did that as a spinoff of our health fairs to invite the community to let them know, you know, the services that we provide and also some pressing issues that are facing us that may impact us being able to continue providing the great services that we provide. Because right now in our Congress, as of September 30th, they have a decision to make. You know, that the example that I just gave you, how we're able to discount the health care costs for individuals that are 200% or below the federal poverty level, that's actually in jeopardy if Congress does not reauthorize our funding as of September 30th. So the great way that we're able to make services affordable may not exist if Congress does not act by September 30th. So they're looking at things such as repealing and replace Obamacare rather than focusing on programs such as ours, making sure we're funded so that we can continue to help those individuals that are low income or uninsured or just need a little help with those health care costs.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
awesome.
I really appreciate the services you guys, you know, are doing in the community. Like you and I talked before the show started, you know, we need community centers, you know, all over the United States, because there's a lot of people, you know, and especially you guys got a dental service. Man, you'd be surprised how many people walking around, you know, with their teeth need cleaning. Knowing what they, you know what I'm saying, with catching toothaches, it's a big problem out there. It's a big problem, you know.
Right.
So, and I really appreciate you guys doing that, man. Whoever started the program, that is really, really nice, and I appreciate you for, you know, extending your knowledge and your hands in that, man. I mean, this is very important.
Yes.
This is one of the this is a very important show.
Yeah. It definitely is. And also, Mr. Anderson, I like y'all's policy there, because just like President Bush had no kid left behind, you guys' policy, I mean, no one should be without health care. And we really appreciate you, because some of us here, man, we really struggle trying to get that extra nickel to make it to see a physician. But you guys have opened up those doors to where it is possible. So we thank you all.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our mission and goal. So that's what we're here for. So we need Congress to make sure that they step up and keep our funding for our programs going and not do anything like messing with Medicaid. That's not the solution. I guess Louisiana right now is, I guess each year there's a health rating for all 50 states in America. Right now, our state of Louisiana ranks number 49. So we're only one above the bottom of the list. So Mississippi is 50 and we're 49, so we need to be doing things that are improving and increasing our health care services, such as reauthorizing our program and not trying to reduce Medicaid funding or change the Medicaid expansions. Those programs need to be in place and funded because, for example, we know right here in the state of Louisiana, you know, since the Medicaid expansion has occurred, we have nearly 400,000 new people that now have insurance that didn't have it before. And people are utilizing these services, finding out that they're having health conditions that they weren't aware of before. So that's working. And those are the kind of things that we need to keep funding and supporting that will help us move from number 49 on up to hopefully the top 20 of the list one day. But doing things such as not funding our program or trying to roll back Medicaid expansion is going in the wrong direction for Louisiana and the nation.
Yes, it
now,
is.
Do you guys accept private donations to help fund your, the medical center?
Absolutely, absolutely. Individuals can go to our website and donate. That's swlahealth.org. So there's a section there where people can offer their donations to our program. So, yes, sir, and thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I ask that is because when you guys go out and pass your flyers and things of that nature, you guys make people aware, you know, that people can go and donate. Because, you know, people will donate. You know, if it's something positive that you're doing for the community, you know, people will go ahead on and throw $100 in there, $50, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Because, you know, like, that's what people want, you know, because we know that we have a health problem in our communities, and especially in the poor communities. Okay,
yes,
we know we have a health problem. And, you know, people want to see people, you know, feeling good. You know, everybody want to feel good. Everybody
want
to feel happy and say, well, you know, and everybody want to smile, you know.
That's
but
right.
People, some people don't smile because they don't want you to see their you know, their teeth. I mean, really, this is real.
Yes, sir.
You
that's
ever saw
absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever saw somebody smile and then cover their mouth?
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
So,
that impacts people trying to get jobs. So that's why healthcare is so important. If people are able to get the healthcare services that they need, then we have a healthier workforce, which, you know, full circle helps the whole community improve their health
that's
and improve the economy.
That's right.
Because
hey,
when you're feeling good, you're going to put out 100% when you're on that job. You know,
that's
you're
right.
going to put
that's
out
right.
100%. And another thing, you guys are providing jobs in the community also.
Right.
Yes, sir. This is true.
Amen.
Yeah, we currently have 160 employees organization-wide.
That's right. That's
wow.
Right. Oh, yes, sir. Yes. You all are doing, like I said, marvelous work there. Now, also, too, reading down on your educational background and all, you know, you're very skilled. And I noticed that also, too, that you also write grants.
Yes, sir. I've done my share of grant writing. Yes, sir.
Man, awesome. You're, these are grants for nonprofit organizations or business-wise as well in the, business folk, nonprofit and profit organizations.
Right, yeah, but mostly it's been to support the work that the community health centers do, and I guess that's what really is in jeopardy right now in Congress that I was mentioning earlier. It's called the Section 330 program. So that's a grant that allows us to be able to provide those discounts to patients, but if Congress doesn't authorize our funding, then that money is going to go away where we won't have, you know, we won't be able to write those grants because the money won't be there. So donations are good, but what's more important right now is we need folks to call their congressmen and let them know two things, you know, to support the health center program, fixing the health center funding cliff that will happen after September 30th, and not to mess with Medicaid. And okay. They can, it's easy to do that. They can text HC Advocate to 52886. That's text HC Advocate to 52886, or they can go to www.hcadvocacy.org to sign up to become a health center advocate and deliver those messages to Congress for us.
Awesome, man. Awesome. That's what I was going to ask you for the information to get to the government office to where we can make our appeal. But hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, man, you're A1, sir. I mean, because you're right on top of every situation there is. And we appreciate that, sir. Mr.
Yes.
John, do you have any more questions there, Mr. John?
What I would like to see, I don't know if you would want to do that, but I got a few connection in Lake Charles with a couple of radio stations, and they do have public announcements. And I would like to hook you up with a couple of them, so that way you can use the public announcements, because you just put out some information out there that a lot of people don't know, you know, and I think that it should be a little bit more. It don't have to be you to go on and let people know what's going on with your healthcare center in the communities. It could be one of your staff members or anybody you choose. It don't have to be you, because I know your work, the type of work you're doing as the manager or the CEO, you know, you're probably busy, you know, but I would like to see, you know, maybe you hook up with somebody, you know, and do more public announcement. It's free. You know, KPLC does it, public announcements more. You know, to let people in the communities know the services that you have to offer.
I appreciate that, and I'm more than happy to do that. And I'm never too busy to get the word out, because that's what we're here for, is to try to help the community. So, yes, by all means,
because
you're interested in that.
Yeah, because definitely, Mr. Anderson, I mean, you guys doing that, this is what I'm talking about. This is about uplifting the communities. This
that's
is
right.
about, you know, letting
that's
the
right.
communities know that, hey, you know, we love you.
Right.
You don't have to
right.
go down that route. We love you. We're going to help you. Letting
right.
the people in the community know that.
Everybody needs health care services, and as we stated, you know, when you're healthier, then you're a contributing member of society and the workforce. So it's a full circle kind of opportunity. So, yes,
right.
we definitely want to do all we can to do our part to help uplift the community.
Okay. Well, we only got 1 minute and 45 seconds left on the show. And Mr. Tommy Ray Cole, could you please start?
That's what I said earlier. That's how time flies. Time flies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so time to start closing this out.
Yes. Once again, we'd like to thank our viewers for tuning in. And Mr. Tommy Anderson, we really thank you for coming up on our show. Now, look, before we close out, Mr. Anderson, is there any positive thoughts that you would like to leave us with?
Yes, just want folks to know, and well, I guess first of all, thank you all for having me. So I appreciate the opportunity. But my reason for wanting to come on today is to let people know about the services that we're providing right here at 2000 Opelousas Street. We can take care of your entire family health care needs, medical, dental, and as we said, with the social services. So insurance is not a barrier, so we're here for everybody. But if you have insurance, we can see you too and save you money on your health care costs. And again, we would like folks to reach out to their congressmen to make sure that they're passing the legislation to go ahead and continue funding programs such as ours, the Community Health Center program.
Yes, sir. Hey, we thank you so much there.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Okay. And with that said, well, we're going to say good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody. Take care.